But say, that was back in 2007 when I first attended a course on learning the International Phonetic Alphabet. That was rather new to me at that time. The teacher said if you want to improve your pronunciation, you should probably attend that class. So that was the first time I got in touch with the International Phonetic Alphabet, and I found it a bit amazing because you can use very simple letters or alphabets to represent all the sounds in the world, and it does help how you pronounce words, not only in English. If you want to learn another foreign language, you can always refer back to those symbols, so I think that will be the most enjoyable learning experience.
What did you do in that course?
You had to learn basically all the phonetic symbols used in English. That was the first step. Then we would talked about some more advanced topics like linking, ellipses, how intonation functions in conveying different meanings, etc. That would be it.
Is it a university course or?
No, that was by the International Phonetic Association, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Yep. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
That would be also about this topic, but that's on my own self reading. It's not about a course or not about my class. Because of that first experience learning the phonetic symbols, I read some other books related to this, and I further, you can say, cultivate how my speech should sound like. By reading more books, say, on English phonetics and phonology, and some books about, say, how English should be used in particular contexts. So it's more about how to acquire more native-like language competence in terms of both fluency and accuracy. So those are more books not related to my classes, but I just feel the interest to read them.
Do you read novels as well?
Not very often. Not very into fictional writings, I would say.